Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And I can understand, Joe, why you're so angry at the Fundamentalist Independent Baptist, but I don't think, you know, I don't know any of the UBF, unregistered Baptist churches that have done that, and I know all the pastors. I don't know of any of them that have in any way at all accepted the, every one of them that I know are speaking out boldly against the poisonous poke. Now, there are clergy, if you call them that, pastors. And Joe, I can tell you this, I cannot, in good conscience fellowship, or I can't in good conscience call any of those pastors that would encourage people to take the shot. I can't call them brother. What about you?
No, and it's worse than that, because they're wicked. I mean, there's one way to say, well, we're not encouraging people to get the shots, but they won't even talk about it. They won't, and let alone inform their congregations. You know, if the preacher isn't going to inform them what's going on, who's going to? It's nonsensical to me. All these pastors are telling me, well, my job is just to give the gospel. Well, once you win their soul, once you do the Great Commission, they get saved, you're supposed to disciple them. Part of that is training them, warning them, you're the shepherd, you're the watchman on the wall. If you really love the sheep, you're going to tell them that someone's trying to kill them.
Well, you see, again, that's exactly how are they falling for this stuff? I mean, they're buying it. Or do they really not understand? And if they really don't understand, then that shows you a total lack of discernment. And then that makes you really doubt their salvation, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think they're willingly ignorant. I think a lot of them are willingly ignorant because they don't want people to leave the church. They don't want to lose the giving. They don't want to stop being able to give to missions, whatever you want to call it. I think, you know, money answers all things, and unfortunately, a lot of ministries are, you know, we're on the brink. We're just getting past, we're just paying the bills because this COVID thing, everything has happened. People are afraid to come to church. People aren't coming, you know, all this stuff. And it's just one more thing. I can't possibly preach the truth on this. I can't warn anybody because people will be offended and think that's political. They won't come to church anymore.
But what about the pastors that are being paid to host COVID centers, if you will, and that sort of thing? I mean, there's some money in that for them, too. There's that going on.
Yeah, that's selling out to the devil right there.
Well, you know who would agree with you? You've heard about that fella in the Old Testament, Isaiah. You know what he said? He said in Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10, his watchmen are blind, they're all ignorant, they're like dumb dogs. They cannot bark, they sleep lying down, and they love to slumber. Is that the way those pastors are that should be doing it, should have the courage, and they're not?
Yes, notice verse 11 says they are greedy dogs. So it's about the money. Yeah, in a sense, it's like the devil's paid them off. They like their position. It's so much so that they won't jeopardize their position by telling somebody the truth.
Well, you know, the last thing you want to offend is the offering plate, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to. I'll never forget when I heard Joe. Remember listening to Joel Osteen on the Larry King show. You remember Larry King?
Sure.
Yes.
And Larry King asked him and said, "I'm Jewish. You mean to tell me that a Jew or a Muslim can't get to heaven just because we don't believe in Jesus?" And his answer was, "Well, I guess if your God is a good God, you can." Now, remember, he's supposed to be the pastor, right?
Right.
Yes.
Well, you know what? He offended the offering plate. Even people in the country club, even people in the prosperity of the country club, they recognized that, and that offended the offering plate. He called him back and said, "I got to come back on. Larry, I got to come back on. I blew it. Let me get back on and undo that." So he goes back on there, and Larry King says, "Well, why did you say that if you don't believe it?" He said, "You know, Larry, I'm a young preacher, and sometimes, I don't think things out quite, you know, I don't think hard enough before I speak. What do you think about that? Do you buy that, Joe?"
Oh, I buy it. He's a liar.
Yes.
There you go. All righty. Well, we've got a bunch of things that we're going to have to hit, and I totally agree with you. We're going to continue, and we're going to show about 4:30. Joe, your church, which is the Family Baptist, which is out there in Cortland, Ohio. In fact, you took over my old spot, okay, where we were. And I was so happy to have someone who I could trust go in there. But anyhow, you and your church are invited to come and join us at Doers of the Word at 4:30. And we're going to show that film, Joe. We're going to show that film. And answers, it shows in there, it proves, Joe, that these vaccines were meant to kill people. It proves that they were meant to kill people. And so the proof is there. And so I would come out, and they did the study, and I would watch it. If you can, your whole church is invited, so try to get them out if you can, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. There was a news story that came out this past week on Yahoo News about two vaccine developer scientists who have developed a SARS COVID vaccine that costs a penny to penny and a half. And our federal government rejected it because it's the old type of vaccine, ones that actually work. And yet in India has adopted it and are producing mass quantities to give to their people. So it's really telling that Pfizer and Moderna made mRNA vaccines to their gene therapy that they can make billions of dollars off of, made $180 billion last year, but our government rejects the old-type vaccines that have been made that can actually save people.
Well, I've got an announcement to make, and Pastor Walter Moss, you were supposed to call in and make this announcement, Walter. But you didn't. You forgot about me. You went to sleep, Walter, didn't you? You went to sleep, my old buddy Walter. But anyhow, that's this coming Saturday. See, he's going to be one of the speakers there, okay? This coming Saturday, Cleveland March for Life starts at 12 noon. Well, no, wait, at noon. You're right, 12 noon. And they meet at Benedictine High School at 2900 Martin Luther King Drive. And they go out to 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. That's where preterm is. That's the biggest abortion mill in Ohio.
In Ohio.
So, folks, you want to come out and march for life. Now, you know what's happening in D.C.? Joe, do you know what has taken place in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life? Because your children would go with us every year for that March for Life. And guess what's happening this year? This year, a very, very unclean woman, her name is D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Now, do you know what that D.C. stands for? It's the Dirty Criminals. That's what it stands for, Washington Dirty Criminals down there, because there's so many of them.
Yes.
But anyhow, in Jeremiah 2, verse 34, it says that these wicked women, their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocents. Their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocents. And God didn't even have to look upon their hearts to know that because of their actions. Well, you know what she's doing? She's waited now to the week before the March for Life, and she's putting in, she orders vaccine mandates. Vaccine mandates to disrupt the March for Life. In other words, so already they've had all kinds of cancellations, all kinds of cancellations. But let me tell you what she did. She gave the pro-deathers, they gave the Antichrist people. The Antichrist people have been down there marking the March for Life, the parade route, with pro-death, pro-abortion, satanic literature, and that's welcome, and you got to get a permit to do that. So that ungodly woman, D.C. Mayor, Muriel Bowser, she orders that. She has taken up the side of the Satan out there. Do you hear that, Muriel? There you go. You think God is going to get mocked and Do you get away with it, Joe, when you mug God?
They might think they do for a little while, but they'll find out they don't.
They always will in the end, right?
That's right.
Yes.
See, now, let me ask you this. Who's going to die someday, them or God? And then who's going to stand before who? Okay. See, I got it figured out, Joe. And we have some articles here. So hang in with us if you can, and I'm going to start out with Rowdy Randy. He's got an article.
Yeah, I got one here that it kind of dovetails on this, but this is very interesting. Washington State is to launch a strike. They're going to have strike force teams to involuntarily detain anyone who isn't vaccinated. COVID internment camps are already set up, and I have a picture of one here right in front of me. It says unelected, quote, health officials, unquote, in the state of Washington have filed a bill to deploy roving strike force bands to round up and involuntarily detain unvaccinated families. And they are which will amend the state law to allow residents as young as 5 to be kidnapped by the state and hauled off to Camp COVID to be cleansed from their uncleanliness. A local health officer at his or her discretion would be granted the power to issue an emergency detention order causing a person or group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation. And the interesting part here is that it says if a detained person or family still refuses to get injected during the 7-day period, then a judge makes them the forced quarantine for a period not to exceed 30 days. Furthermore, travelers and people on vessels that have outbreaks on their ships, which berth in the Washington coast, are also qualified for detainment at Camp COVID, meaning the provision would apply not just to Washington State residents, but also to anyone passing through Washington State who is caught in noncompliance.
Well, here's the thing. Now, Joe Sixpack's sitting out there listening to us, right? He's probably driving his car, and he's listening, and he's saying, where do these guys get this stuff, right? He hasn't seen it on that one-eyed monster. And so he doesn't believe it. Now, we have right here 3 different news sources.
Well, this is Natural News. So I know. That's the name of this one.
Oh, I know that they're very, very well known, but let's go to Little Lisa. She's got a source.
Want the same, that one there?
Yeah, do that one there,
Little Lisa. Okay, anyway. Well, mine says in September of 2021, Governor Inslee confirmed, Washington governor confirmed the activation of COVID concentration camps with issuance of strike team help wanted ads. Just 4 months ago, Washington State's government confirmed they were taking COVID concentration camps active by issuing public job listings for strike team coordinators. Natural News covered this story on September 20th, 2021 with a headline, Confirmed, Governor Inslee setting up COVID concentration camps in Washington State, issuing job listings for strike team coordinators. We learned in that story how quarantine strike team coordinators were needed to staff up Washington's COVID concentration camps. Well, once the news about this job listing went viral, Washington government personnel rapidly stealth-edited the job listing to remove strike force language, and they later claimed the job involved little more than washing clothes and delivering food, and nobody is fool enough to believe them.
Absolutely. There you go. All right. What do you think about that, Joe? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My phone blipped. It's one of those things where you just hear people cry out conspiracy theory. They never want to hear that. They won't believe it. Even if it's on the government website, you know, you can go in, you can type in cdc.gov and see that article unless they scrubbed it. But people just won't believe it.
Well, here, listen to this, because you're going to see this Sunday in that film. This is an article by J.D. Hayes, and it's called Mainstream Scientists Now Embracing Vaccine Depopulation Explanation for why the vaccines are killing so many people. See, this is what we've been telling people from the start, right?
That's right.
I mean, from the very start, it's been over a year, and we've been telling people. Now, a growing number of mainstream scientists are coming to the conclusion that COVID-19 vaccines, at least some of them, have actually been designed to depopulate the planet and rid the world of a growing number of dependents and those who are not strong enough to stand on their own and produce for the globalist regime. And after hearing the witness statements to the German Corona Investigation Committee by former vice president of Pfizer, Dr. Mike Yaden, who has been a scientist for 36 years, lawyers Reiner Fulmich draw the same conclusion. Now, Fulmich is the guy that's heading up that investigation and that lawsuit going after Fauci through the Nuremberg trials. They're leading that up, the Nuremberg trials. So here, Macon, who has been a scientist for 36 years, lawyers Reiner Fulmich draw the same conclusion. The injections, normally called corona vaccines, are designed to experiment on the human race and find out what dosage of yet unknown toxin is needed in order to kill people. Now, folks, if you don't think this is, if you don't believe what I just told you, you come to Doers of the Word Baptist Church on Sunday, and in that film, they can tell you exactly the doses, Joe. They're showing you how they're doing it, how they pick out areas, and some of it, and they want to find out. They don't want to kill a mass amounts of people at one time. They want it. The idea is to kill it and keep it under the radar with the full participation of the fake news media so they can start depopulating the planet. We've been warning people about this for years, So anyhow, I'm going to have to stop here for a minute because Randy forgot that we were supposed to pray for Deacon John's daughter-in-law, Lisa.
For Lisa, that's right, Lisa and the baby, yeah.
That's right. And you forgot, right?
Yes, I did. I should have butted in. But anyway, but we can handle that right now.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, then you go ahead and you pray that she
yeah.
Go ahead.
Dear Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and God in the flesh. And we pray, dear Lord, by the power of his resurrection, that you might move on John's family, that his daughter-in-law Lisa is about to deliver a child and they're having a difficult pregnancy. And we ask, dear Lord, that you might heal them, you might smooth the delivery so that the baby might come out healthy, well. And then we also pray that the baby will someday be saved. We pray that you might grant comfort to John and his family and all those who are concerned about the pregnancy and anybody else who's going through the same trial, because you said that you were the God of all comfort and that we would learn through our trials to comfort anybody else who had similar trials and tribulations. So we pray that tonight. And we ask, dear God, that they might even have joy as the baby is delivered. And we know that the baby's due on the 20th. And I pray, dear Lord, that whether the baby come now or later or sooner, that you might be with them and that this might be a joyous time and an easy time for Lisa to deliver. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Continuing the outlet, cited Yaden, who noted that the rising mortality rates linked to the vaccines are directly linked to a certain lot numbers on different batches, some with some appearing to be more lethal than others. When looking at the body of evidence, it must be concluded that the vaccines, which have been shipped globally, are designed to largely reduce the dependent population, consisting mostly of infirmed and elderly, two demographics that are viewed as burdensome on societies. The lawyers involved in the analysis conclude, Dr. Fulmich told For instance, that the attorneys are preparing international legal action and no longer doubt that the objection had been all along, which is why the globalists, Western democracies, have been pushing vaccines so hard, as well as vaccine mandates. Poisoning and mass murder through the so-called corona vaccines is intentionally being perpetrated against the peoples of the world, the free, West Media added. There you go. This is what we've been telling people all along. It's exactly what we've been telling people.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to go.
The deception that you mentioned is that some batches are worse than others, and a lot of people got water shots. So there's a lot of confusion trying to convince people that they are doing something wrong. So they say, well, I got a shot, and I'm fine.
You're right. Well, yeah, that's because in certain areas, that's all they got. They gave saline in certain areas. And so they can go in that area and they can pull it and say 99% of the people had no reaction from these vaccines in this area, okay, because it wasn't vaccines at all. It was water, okay? And then they go back, and they've been caught doing this, okay? This is not the first time they've been caught. Look, I have on my phone, and I'm going to see if I can find this, and I played this, but you know about Mr. Fauci. And let me take you back to one. Okay, here that we played a while back, and I'm going to plug it in out here. Hook me up in there so I can play it over out here. You ready? Let me see here. Now, Mr. Fauci's been around for a while. Okay, am I plugged in? Okay. And here I'm going to play this. This is by Dr. Robert E. Wellner. And he testifies that Dr. Fauci is guilty of genocide. Now, this goes back in the 80s. Remember, Remdesivir, and there were some others that came out. In fact, it was the swine flu, some of these other vaccines that were killing people. Okay, now let me play this. This is Dr. Robert E. Wellner.
Put the lie to the individuals of the NIH, particularly Gallo and Fauci and Hazeltine and Essex, and the rest of these scoundrels of the worst order. Criminals guilty of genocide, without a doubt. I invite them to take me to court. I wish Burroughs Welcome would take me to court, because they have been putting out a killer drug knowingly. Because in a court of laws, I would have the opportunity to provide the absolute proof and evidence, as I have in my book, Deadly Deception. Now, I'm not alone in what I'm doing here today. How does the press escape such obvious truths? Why would the finest virologist in the world, the most noted virologist, member of our National Academy of Sciences, Peter Duesberg, why would he put his entire career on the line? What did he have to gain? He's already lost his laboratory and his funding. They can't take away his professorship because he's tenured.
Alrighty. Now, do you know who happens to be the director of bioethics at the National Institute of Health? Joe? It's a woman named, you ready for this?
Don't say Hillary Clinton.
No, it's a woman. Yeah, well, her name is Christine Grady. Christine Grady. She is the director of the Department of Bioethics at the National Institute of Health.
Isn't she married to somebody?
Yeah. In fact, she just happens to be married to a guy named Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
No. You don't suppose that's a conflict of interest by any chance, do you?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I got one here that I think is really, and I think I should read this. It's called Racist Medicine. FDA COVID treatment guidance instructs states to discriminate against whites. And this is from Natural News. The new fact sheet released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration guiding health practitioners in the administration of monoclonal antibodies and oral antivirals for the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, contains certain discriminatory provisions against white people. Non-white people apparently bear systemic health and social inequities that require them to be bumped to the front of the line for Paxlovid, Pfizer's new antiviral pill, according to the FDA, and for the Sotrome
Trotromvimab, the only monoclonal antiviral treatment that supposedly works against the Omicron variant. It can only be selectively administrated based on race or ethnicity. And I think that's really, really interesting. It says the FDA is making decisions based on politics, not science. And the article goes on to say that the FDA has acknowledged that in addition to certain underlying health conditions, race and ethnicity may also place individual patients at a higher risk for progression to severe COVID-19, reads a plan out of Minnesota. When health officials have decided to adopt a new ethical framework that prioritizes black 18-year-olds over 64-year-old whites, even though the latter demographic is far more at risk developing severe diseases. Preferences are based on race. This is no accident, having been timed as a response to the race riots that were stoked in the mid-2020s, and this comes out of the Boston Brigham and Women's Hospital. There are other places that they kind of selectively talk about some things. Utah also prioritizes Latinx ethnicity above someone with a congestive heart failure, simply due to race and color of skin. There's nothing short. This is short of nothing but medical discrimination. It also appears to be gaining traction in some other areas. And there are other states, the article goes on to say. But it's interesting that it comes out saying that evidence of this is the fact that men in the United States are about 60% more likely than women to die after testing positive for the Fauci flu, and yet the FDA has said nothing about how they should be placed ahead of other demographics, that are less at risk. So that's something else for it to look. It's on the horizon, and it's really kind of nonsensical, but it's deadly.
All righty, very good. I think we're going to take some calls now. Let's go out to, phone lines are now open. Let's go out to Jeff in Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Pastor Sanders. I have some good information for you. Jeff Cooner of the Cooner Report on the 10th of January, that was on a Monday, he had COVID-19 and he used monoclonal antibodies and ivermectin to get cured of COVID-19, and he had a very difficult time getting the monoclonal antibodies. And he has comorbidities like diabetes, obesity, and et cetera. So I recommend to anybody to listen to that podcast on WRKO 680 on iHeartRadio. And the reason why I'm sharing the information is there are witnesses out there, both saved and unsaved, they're basically singing the same tune, and that is monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pak, healthy living. This is what fixes COVID-19. I haven't caught COVID yet. I use vitamin D3, K2, zinc, and a plethora of other supplementations that I will not have time to say on your show. And I haven't caught the COVID yet. So people who have knowledge of health remedies can prevent COVID from happening for pennies on the dollar without having to take one of these garbage vaccines and so forth. But one last testimony, and then I'm going to get off the air. Contact tracing is a total fraud. It's totally bogus. If you have somebody who catches COVID from a PCR test, that PCR test can catch COVID all the way back to when you were in high school, the flu to when you were back in high school, and then that person could test positive for COVID, and they become in contact with that person, then you got to get tested, and if you get nailed by the PCR test, you're out of work for at least 14 days, unvaccinated. Just something to chew on. I'll hear your answers off here. God bless you, Pastor.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. Have a great day. And here, massive defeat, the mandates rally planned for January 23rd in Washington, D.C. Speakers include RFK, that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Laura Logan, Steve Kirsch, and others that are coming out, and they're speaking out against this tyranny, and that's exactly what it is. It's absolute tyranny. So there you go. We're going to take some more calls here. What do you think about all that, Joe? Oh, Joe, listen, before you while you're still with us, I want you to tell the folks, give them the address of your church out there in Cortland, Ohio, and tell them when your services are. Put a plug in.
All right. It's 162 South High Street in Cortland, and we have Sunday school at 10 a.m. and the main service at 11. And obviously we preach the truth, and we don't hold back, and we use the King James Bible, and we teach and preach from there. And, you know, it's called Family Baptist for a reason, because we try to love one another and have unity.
All right, very good. Let's go out to John in Michigan. John, you're in the air.
Ernie, you sound like you're so unhappy and contemptuous and angry. I suppose I'd be that way, too, if I lost a lot of friends this past week of COVID. But maybe you should allow the Holy Spirit.
Let me answer that, John. You see, I'm not sad. I did lose a lot of friends, but you know, John, I have a lot of friends. Thanks. Bye-bye. There you go. What about that? See, this is a guy that calls in, and I think he's the one that sends those letters.
Sends the letters,
yeah.
Yeah,
we get, folks, you wouldn't believe it. Okay. No, it's called entertainment. There you go, right? Okay, so thanks for the entertainment, John. Phone lines are open. We will take some calls at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Pardon? All right.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, what he said there just real quick is, if someone hurts someone you care about, someone you love, and they did it willfully, you're going to have some righteous indignation.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. And this is why, and that's exactly what we talked about yesterday, to be angry but sin not. And we looked at the reasons we should be angry, what they're doing to the children in school, the fact they've killed over 100 million unborn babies, the spread of the pedophilia, and all of what is happening, taking place. Yeah, it's righteous indignation. We should be angry on that, okay? In fact, you know, people say, well, Jesus never got angry. Right? Tell the money changers that.
That's exactly right.
Right?
That's right.
And if you think he never got angry, go ahead and go over to Revelation 19 and start with verse 11. And when he comes back, he's not coming back to make nice, I can tell you that, right? All right.
Amen.
All right. We have Marlo in Arkansas. Marlo in Arkansas. Hey, Marlo.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing? Yeah, just look at that last guy that called. You should have told him your friends ain't lost. You know exactly where they're at. And, God bless you, and God bless all of y'all for what y'all are doing. I love y'all, and God bless you.
Well,
thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Very good. Then how are we coming in out there in Arkansas? Have we had any complaints tonight? Okay, look at that. Praise the good Lord.
Amen.
We haven't had any takedowns this week. No complaints, so praise the good Lord for that. Maybe they do you think they're getting tired? There you go. It could be. On the other hand,
that's interesting, you know, that they said that, you know, that Jesus didn't get angry. You know, the other thing that they forget about is the shortest verse in the Bible. Somebody died and Jesus wept.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, everybody forgets about that one, too, that he got sad, too. So, because we all have sorrow here in our ministry right now because of the people we've lost. We've lost some people.
Yep. Well, you see, you know, what he was weeping about is that there are so many people that are going to die in their sin.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. But nevertheless, he experienced sorrow and wept. I tell you what, I guess while we're waiting for folks to call in, here's another one that's something to think about. It says, will be used whether or not we like it. Developer of COVID microchips says there's no stopping the rollout. The developer of a scannable COVID microchip that is embedded under the skin hit back at critics and said there is no stopping it now. Now, however, the developer says that even though skeptics and critics slammed the scannable COVID vaccine passport
as invasive, the developer says, too bad. The technology's here and will be used whether we like it or not.
You know what? He's right. It's going to be used because we know that, and it'll be in the right hand or the forehead, huh?
Well, yeah, and the thing is 2 millimeters by 16 millimeters, which means it can kind of fit anywhere. You can stick it under anything.
All right. Pastor Hal's with us. He wants to come up and say hi to Pastor Joe. Hey, Hal.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you for your newsletter. Good. It's exciting. Always have souls saved.
Yeah. Amen. I was walking through a grocery store yesterday, and they passed the pharmacy section, and there's a bunch of people lined up there. And I stopped, and I said to all of them, I said, what are you people lined up here for? And they said, we're lined up to get the vaccine shots. And I said, oh, you're lined up to kill yourselves. And this woman jumped up and she started yelling at me and waving her arms around, you know, hysterically and everything. And it was almost, if it hadn't been so pitiful, it would have been a comical, you know. And the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But what's worse than just having a lack of knowledge is when people give you the knowledge and you want to be willfully ignorant. You want to reject it even when you get the truth, and that's what people are doing with the gospel, and that's what they're doing with these shots. You know, it's stubborn blindness, and that's what Jesus ran into with the Pharisees and so many people when he was here. You know, he was the truth incarnate, and these people look him right in the face and want to hang on to their lies and falsehoods instead.
Remember what Pilate asked the Lord? He said, what is the truth? He was looking the truth in the eye.
That's exactly right.
And he didn't see. All right, we're going to go out to Ray in New Jersey. Ray, you're in the air.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'll tell you what. God praise all of you because you're right on top of the truth, and the Holy Spirit just leads us. Because I talk with friends, and we're like with the detainment camps. My buddy in high school who talked said, that's coming. We said this 2 years ago. So at any rate, I'm going to take up a lot of your time because you might even be familiar with this already. But, you know, Robert Malone,
oh, sure.
He lifts up this one psychologist, right, a world-renowned psychologist. And you can go online, you know, after the show whenever you want. But his name is Dr. Matthias Desmond. Have you heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mass formation. Mass hypnosis around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's so right on once you hear his information. I can see why Robert Malone was impressed by him. So if you get a chance, M-A-T-T-H-I-A-S, that first name, and last name is D-E-S-M-O-N-D, Desmond.
Well, you know, Malone was the guy that invented the mRNA.
Right.
And he said... It's a here's the guy that, you think the guy that invented it would know what it is, right?
Right.
You would think, yeah.
But, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS, none of them are interested in knowing what the guy that invented it. Even Fox News. Now, eventually, you'll probably, because, see, when the word gets out and they can't, you know what they call telling a lie? They call it the narrative.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they call
narrative. You're right.
Right. And so when they can no longer stop it, then they'll come out with their own version of what we're saying. Okay.
Right.
And that's the fake news media. And that's what they're going to do. But we're going to keep it telling the truth as long as we can.
Right. That's the key word. As long as we can. Observe, observe, observe. Right. If you just observe and see what's on bulletin boards and what's on the commercials and everything like that, you can see the taker happening in the indoctrination of the hypnotic trance that they're putting people on through the TV sets and the phones. And one last thing is if you've noticed, speaking of Fox News, right, I've noticed now they're advertising now Foxes on the Golf Channel. And the Golf Channel is NBC, right? And NBC sold out to the left.
Yeah.
So now it's sort of telling me that Fox is really heading in the wrong direction big time.
Well, what they try to do with Fox, they will tell some truth. Now, I'm surprised that they still have Tucker Carlson there, okay? The the three that well, actually, there's four that I'm really surprised at that pretty much, but they have not told the truth yet on the vaccines. Carlson has come really close to it. You know, I think he's dying to tell the truth, but they're told you don't do that. Look, you look at who our advertisers are. You look at everything in Big Pharma, and we cannot afford. In fact, we played some clips before of all the different commercials, and this is brought to you by Pfizer, by Pfizer, by Pfizer, by Pfizer. So they're told you do not speak out against anything that our advertisers, and so they don't. But now here, Carlson is getting closer and closer to that. I think when he does it, he'll probably be gone.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. What do you think of Mark Levin?
I could not believe that he told, you know, I agree with everything he said, but when he said to get the vax, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I was going to think the same way you are. I was going along with a lot of, because he's, you know, he's pretty upfront with a lot of things, but then, I don't know, maybe he's just a little confused about that issue. He hasn't maybe did enough research himself personally on it, but, you know.
Well, what they've done is they're surrounded by people in there that go in there. They send the experts in to, you know, it's what they did. They surrounded President Trump with people that were giving him bad information. And,
yeah.
And, you know, these are very, very, there's a big, big money, a lot of big money in the pharmaceutical. And that money, it knows how to influence people, giving people a reason to justify, to ease their own conscience. And that's what's happening. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But listen, thank you very much. Keep up the great work. I'm praying for you guys every day, and you're on my prayer list. And, hey, keep fighting the fight.
You too, Ray. God bless, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go out to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Yes, I just wanted to call and say hello. I'm listening to another great show. Make sure I'm staying tethered to truth. And it gives me a source of peace for 2 hours.
Well, thank you.
I was just wanting to bring up, for anyone listening out there that wants to mull over, meditate on the word day and night before they turn in tonight, Job 5:12, Joshua 24:15, and 1 Corinthians 15:33. It was a nice couple of verses to chew on before you lay your head on the pillow tonight.
All right.
And I believe that if we stay steadfast, the plans of the evil and those that think they're crafty, the Lord is chuckling, and he will have the final say. And I don't fret about any of this stuff. I just do what I know to do. If we know to do good and we do it not, you know, we sin. So it's as simple as that.
Absolutely. James 4:17.
Yes, indeed. So I just wanted to say, hello to Lisa. Hello to Randy.
Thank you.
I wanted to pray a blessing, a hedge of protection around your guest, and that his congregation and all of his support staff at his church, that the Lord will continue to bless him and protect him. And I want to pray a special blessing over not only the radio show for your safety, going to and fro, also doers of the Word Baptist Church, that God will continue to shower his blessings upon the congregation and to keep Pastor Ernie safe and healthy.
May God bless you back 100-fold for
you
what you've given
family.
Us.
You and your family. Amen. Yes.
Peace be with all of you, and let's keep fighting a good fight.
Thank you.
Same. Well, let's go out to Blanche in New York.
Hi, Pastor Ernie and the team. I want to tell you first that when your program starts, I always pray that you, the pastor and the team are covered in the blood of Jesus. And we have a hard time getting your program up here, and there's a lot of interference, so I don't always get everything that that you say. But I would like to just address two things. The first thing is very brief, and that is about Dr. Malone. Dr. Malone, twice on Sean Hannity's program, encouraged people over 65 to take the vaccine. So Yes, he's telling people not to take it, but he's encouraging people over 65 to take it.
Oh, I never heard him say that. All I ever heard him say is, don't take it. He came right out and said, it was developed for the military. It's a bioweapon.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he came out and changed his mind.
He started
to see what it was doing to people and realized what they had done with it, and then he backtracked, and that's where he got kicked off of social media.
Oh, okay. There you go. So he had said that in the beginning, then
well,
he came out.
He said it twice. He was interviewed on Sean Hannity's program twice, and both times he encouraged people over 65 to take it. So,
but now he's walking that back.
His mind, but I haven't heard them interview him since. So,
well, he's going to be one of the main speakers on January 23rd. He's coming out, and he's going to be one of the main speakers against the vax.
Ah. Well, perhaps he changed his mind.
All right. You didn't take that vax, did you, Blanche?
I did not.
All right.
Now, and my husband neither. We will not take it.
Randy wants to know if you're over 65.
Oh, yes. I'm well over 65.
Hey, so am I, though. So that's it's okay.
The second thing I want to talk, I am a retired nurse. And I just want to kind of explain how doctors got to the point of not having a problem to follow protocol in the hospitals. And that is that, you know, the left, they think long range. And they've been working on this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
First, they made it very hard for doctors to be in private practice. So the doctors became employees of the hospital.
Right.
Then they gave the doctors quotas. They had to see X amount of patients per day. Then they made it hard for doctors to see patients in the office and those in the hospital that were their patients. So then they introduced hospitalists who have no emotional connection to the patient. And now it's easier to make the decision for these hospitalists to follow the hospital's protocol. There is no emotional connection to the patients that come and go in the hospital.
Yeah, what's the average doctor spends, what, about 5 minutes with the patient?
Yeah. But he bills
and
you for an hour.
He doesn't know the patient. Because the doctors who are now employees of the hospital, they only do office calls. So with the introduction of the hospitalist, now, it doesn't matter which hospital you go to because you're not going to see your doctor.
Well, the frontline doctors are working on putting together their own hospitals where you have actual and without being owned and paid for by Big Pharma.
And, you know, the hospitals within a 50-mile radius of where I live, three of those hospitals are doing major renovations, and one of those hospitals in the block next to the hospital is a big pharmaceutical college now.
There you go. I got to move on, Blanche, because I'm running out of time. God bless you. Thanks for calling. John, you got it. John in Cleveland, you got about 1 minute to go.
Well, for people who don't believe that Big Pharma, the politicians that are bribed by them, with campaign contributions, the corporate media, which is bribed with them with hundreds of millions of dollars, drug ads, would blanch at the idea of deliberately killing people. I would suggest people look at Global Research, globalresearch.ca, and one of their articles called The Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire, and one of them, those crimes, is CIA Operation Gladio. If you look that up, you'll find out that all of the chiefs of the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff in the 60s plotted one of the most evil plots in history to mass murder Americans, terror bomb American cities, and blame it all falsely on Cuba so they would have a pretext to invade and bomb Cuba And they even said in these released documents by James Vanford, who was with the NSA and released them from the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I'm going to have to, John, I am out of time, so I'm going to have to go. But, Hal, you got 3 minutes. Pastor
okay,
Hal.
Listen, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, this old world, like we're talking about tonight, is in bad shape. The communists are destroying people's lives and genocide's going on. But where you spend eternity is more important than anything else. And Jesus, when he died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. You see, God said sin had to be paid for. But the only way you could pay for it is by going to hell and being lost for eternity. God don't want that, though. He gave salvation to you as a free gift. And Jesus is the one that did all the work. The Bible says, in him, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It was the blood Jesus shed for you on that cross that washes away your sin. If you come to Calvary in repentance, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. When you come to God in repentance and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner, I need your forgiveness, and I want to receive the payment you paid for me on that cross, Jesus will give you the greatest gift you ever had in your life, and that's eternal life. That's a free gift. And all my life, I was told I had to work my way to heaven or my church membership or some religious leader would get me there. That was a bunch of Jonestown junk. Jesus is the only one that can get you to heaven. And in Revelation 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you pray and you ask him to come into your heart, he's going to come in. He promised that. So if you want Jesus to come into your heart, right now he's standing at the door of your heart and knocking. Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, in other words, hear my word, I will come into him. So let's pray right now. We can say a prayer together, but even though it's directly between you and Jesus, where you ask Jesus to come into your heart, and with all your heart and sincerity, ask him to come into your heart right now. Let's pray. Oh, dear God, I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart right now and give to me the payment you paid in my place on that cross in full so I could have eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me eternal life and a home in heaven forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Very good. Well, I thank you for that. And folks, every word of that he got right from God's word, the Bible, God who cannot lie. And again, the bottom line is, it all comes down, when everything is over with, you're going to die, and you're going to end up either in heaven or hell. Believe me, you don't want to end up in hell. And God has done all of the heavy lifting for you. All you have to do, and this is why we saved the end of the program, because that's the last thing we want you to hear before you go to bed. We want you to be thinking about that tonight. Are you going to wake up tomorrow? You know, my good friend died in his sleep. Till tomorrow, good night, God bless, and always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.